I want to get to our next guest here, who's been waiting patiently to join the conversation here this afternoon about post-secondary tuition and low-income access, specific to New Brunswick, but there are a number of recommendations that could apply here in Nova Scotia. On the line is, again, back on our program, Patrick Weber, Research Associate with AIMS, and the post-secondary tuition conversation is on the air. Patrick, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
You know, when we're hearing that student organizations groups say we need free tuition, others who say these programs, these grants, these types of assistance programs for lower income residents, they make sense. What's your research show?
Well, the research I did in the study shows that if your aim is to increase the amount of people from low income backgrounds who are going to take post-secondary degrees, simply having an across-the-board tuition reduction or tuition elimination won't achieve really the desired outcomes.
Why is that?
Because really there's a whole slew of factors that influence whether one decides to go to university or college, and impact issues such as the attitude of education, the household you grew up in, your performance in high school and what have you. These factors all play a bigger role. Now, there are people for whom, a small minority, there are financial hurdles. So the report recommends that we approach a more targeted merit-based funding model so that we ensure that the funding is going to those who are most likely to succeed on it. And also, so you don't end up with the perverse situation which the free tuition proponents would have us do, which is having a lot of low-income and working-class people's taxes going towards rich kids' education.
Well, clearly that wasn't, I wouldn't suspect that's anyone's intention, but as you say, it could very well happen. When you say based on what is it, based on academic performance, whether or not they continue on, are you suggest? I mean, we have that now. If your marks are good enough, you can get scholarships, you can get help.
Oh, well, I guess that would then sort of further beg the question of why it would be cross-board. But, I mean, if we're talking about making it so that it's not just a one-off if it's available to anybody who meets a certain condition, so it's not as contingent upon, say, a kind of lottery system.
Mm. Here with us today, we've got Patrick Weber on the line with us, a research associate with the Atlantic Institute of Market Studies. Okay, as you point out, New Brunswick and Nova Scotia in 2010, we had the highest share of grads with debts above $25,000. The two provinces also at the time had highest tuition rates in the country. Is that correlation causation? Is that what we're looking at here?
Well, there's certainly a lot more correlation when it comes to tuition rates and debt upon graduation in Canada than there is about tuition rates and low-income participation. And that's one of the reasons in the report I recommend that policies that seek to alleviate debt burdens after graduation would also be a more prudent use of government funds. Here, in this case, of course, you know that, first of all, it's going towards people who have actually completed their degrees, and people are more likely to stay in their jurisdictions if they don't have to go elsewhere to pay off the debt. So it's if we are going to have funding towards post-secondary grad education, having it in part more directed at the back end of it, the debt alleviation end, would actually be give more bang for our buck.
As you also suggest, more attention to academics out of high school and having, you know, a model or a system that actually educates our kids, prepares them for university.
Given the role that or the correlation between high school performance and both a willingness to attend university and your performance in university and college as well, it seems that focusing at the K to 12 end would make more sense. And you know, there's a I think that when it comes to this realm, we should be as open-minded and experimental as possible, and whether it means looking at charter schools in the UK or the German vocational apprentice system. It seems that this is something where we should not be wary of seeing what's out there in the world and trying it.
Well, we have what are, well, essentially trade schools, community colleges. Is it perhaps that more needs to be done so that the student's ability, aptitude, or interest funnels them to those programs before they perhaps even consider post-secondary education at a higher learning institute like a university?
I think there is something to be said for the way that governments have sort of fetishized the Bachelor of Arts degree over other forms of education. That I think we have this unfortunate attitude in Canada that somehow a college degree is a lesser degree. And I could say if one looks at my income statements, getting a university degree doesn't necessarily bring you all the riches in the world. There's might be more practical paths to follow. So I think that there's a larger attitudinal change there that needs to be looked at.
And Patrick, you should have been an electrician.
I'd almost certainly be dead by now if I did that.
it's a great conversation. And again, we hear this this dialogue about free or you know, decreased tuition, and you've added some points to discuss and debate. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Have a great one. Cheers.
You too.